Basically, we left off yesterday. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov had encouraged people very strongly. He did not like the fact that people married women in different cities because the children would not know who they belonged to and they might end up marrying each other. Now, it's a chashash rochek, but it's a possibility. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said a person shouldn't do that because of that fear. So the question was that we find on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to start again from Eini, which is you go across Taisus to Amarle and come down like a line and a half, and you have Eini. Eini, it's not that way, but Rav to Iklu to Dardashir, when Rav came to the city of Dardashir, Machlis Amar Man Havaliyoyma used to say, who's willing to marry me for the days I spend here? He spent a little while there. He didn't want to be without a wife. So he said, who wants to marry me? Rav Nachman ki Iklu l'Shichnesiv, when Rav Nachman came to the city of Shichnesiv, Machlis Amar Man Havaliyoyma. So we see they did it. According to Blessed Yaakov, that would have been not a nice thing to do because they might have children from the wife in Dardashir or Shechnetiv and might end up marrying a paternal brother with a sister without even realizing it. So the Gemara is Shani Rabbanon de Pekia Shemayu. Rabbanon, their name is famous. This we did yesterday. And since their name is famous, so the child will know I am Rav Nachman's child. So will the other child, and that will prevent any marriage of brother and sister or something like that. Frek de Gemara, Vama Rava, Tavuli Nasav in his vice, that's really the place of Shiva Nakia. Now, this is a side question. How could Rav walk into a city and say, who wants to marry me? There's a week delay, because when he says, who wants to marry me, the woman that agrees has to sit Shiva Nakia because something called Dam Chimud. The desire to get married causes bleeding. And that has Aloch of Dam Nidus. So she needs Shiva Nikiyam. So how could Rav do this? He hasn't solved his problem. Zakti Gemara, Rabbanu Shluchayu have a Meshadri Maidulahu. They used to send a messenger ahead of time. Rav is coming to Dardashir. Is there anybody here that wants to marry him? And when he came to town, the Mafarshim speak out, he didn't say, who wants to marry me? He said, which one agreed to marry me? So man havaliyim is not who wants to marry me. Man havaliyim is which one is the one that agreed to marry me. That woman already had Shiva Nakiyam beforehand. Rashi, Shiva Nakiyam, that's what we're up to. Shemin Bachmas Chibud, because of the desire a person needs a b'shashin to spice them. This is the fear that when a woman agrees to marriage, it could cause something called Dam Chibud. Even though it's not a regular period, it would be still blood that comes out that would require separation. Shulchayu have a mishadri, Shiva Yai Mikhaizam Biyasam, 7 days before they arrive. Ibai Yaseima, or I can answer you, Rabbanon Yechudah Ba'al Mohudim Yachduluhu. Meaning, there was no reason for Dam Chibud, and there was no worry about pregnancy, that they had a child. Because really, this wife was just to be available. They never consummated any marriage. It was to have the availability if necessary, which removes the Eitz Hara. So what happened is, when they designated this woman to marry her, they didn't really mean to consummate the marriage. And therefore, there was no Dam Chimud, because the lady knew she's really not marrying Rav. There was a possibility that it might end up that way, but it would never have been part of the structure. The structure was to have a wife available if necessary. And once that was there, it removed the Eitz Hara. And therefore, the fear of Dam Chimud is not there, because the lady knows that he's not out to really marry me, so she's not having any Chimud. And the fear of having a child that won't know who he is also not there, because it's they're not really very, if at all, ever consummated the marriage. It was more to have an availability to remove the Yetzer Hara, because a person who has Pasta Saloi doesn't have that same Yetzer Hara, which is why we trust the person with his wife, Anita. We trust the person with his wife, Anita, because it's Pasta Saloi, she's going to be available next week. And therefore, it accomplishes the same thing. It removes the Yetzer Hara. Dantik Ma'avait, Taner Ablezim and Yaakov Eimer. A person should not marry a woman and have in mind to divorce her. Meaning, we don't want a person marrying with his mind is not to stay with her. Mishum Shenemar, Al Tachrish Ariyachu Ra, Vuhu Yashu Lebetach Itach. Do not think bad for your friend when they trust you. This woman doesn't realize, in the case of Rabbi Zema Yaakov, that the husband wants to divorce her. She thinks he wants to be married to her. And in his mind, he's contemplating divorce. It's not right to have a relationship with a woman who thinks you're interested in her and you're really just waiting to divorce her. I'm sorry?
Is that the intent when he comes in and wants to marry me? To keep her?
Well, no, but that's different. There she knew it was it's a completely different thing.
Why did you bring it here then?
It's just bringing down Mr. Blessing Yaakov was the one that said a whole bunch of things about marrying, not to marry in different cities, and not to, all these kind of things. So he also said it's not right to live with a woman when you think that when she thinks she's married.
That doesn't apply here.
It doesn't apply here, no.
We're not concerned for that she's going to be limiting herself to kahuna. I mean, that's not a consideration. Hey, you're taking a woman and now you're making...
Well, she's agreeing.
Here.
She's agreeing.
She's going to be married.
It wasn't misleading anybody.
Right.
Okay, now we're getting involved in Chayshe Mishpat. Okay, it's wonderful. We have this kid that's born. Reuven died, had no children. Shimon married his wife, with Miyabim his wife, 2 months later. Wrong, but he did it. And they had a child. We don't know if it's Reuven's child or Shimon's child. Not interested in the next child. That child. He's a kosher child. If he's Reuven's child, he's a good child. If he's Shimon's child, he's a good child. But he doesn't know who his father is. It's a reality. And now, the question is, who inherits Reuven? Who gets the money? The child claims, as soon as he's of age, I'm Reuven's son. I get Reuven's thing, I'm his son. The Yavam claims, you're my son. You're my son. I inherit my brother. Then you'll inherit me together with the rest of my children. But you're my son. The Yisavik says, I am Reuven's son. I get it all. Now, nobody has proof. We don't know if it's Reuven's son or Shimon's son, but they're arguing and battling over money. You know, money does a lot of things. Reuven left over an estate. This son is claiming to be Reuven's son, and then we're saying, I inherited my father. Mr. Yavam, you're a very nice guy. You married my mother. Chiv Krisis, that's your problem, but you don't get to touch the money at all. And the Yavam says, you're not Reuven's son. You're my son. Therefore, I inherit my brother. And then you'll worry about me when I die. So Suffolk v'yadam shabo lachlich b'nichna misna. The Suffolk is this child who doesn't know if he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son. And they come to argue over splitting the nechassim of the deceased. Suffolk amra no by misnahu. The Suffolk claims, again, without any proof, that he is the son of the deceased, b'nichna didihu. And all the property is mine. The Yavam says, I brought the diat. You are my son. And you get nothing. So, Mama Namutal Besavik, Mama Namutal Besavik Holkin. There's no muchzik. Nobody has it. Nobody has it any more than the next person has it. So, it's like money that's there. That even according to the Rabbanim that say you go by Chazakah, that's if I have something and you want to take it away. Nobody has it here. Reuven died, and we don't know whose it is. There's nobody that has any more claim on it than the other. They equally have a claim, non-provable claim, on both sides. Therefore, the halacha is, Maman HaMutal B'Safek Holkin, split it 50-50. Because that is not a beer. We don't know. What do we do when we don't know? We say, split it. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, did we say that the 9-month pregnancies then were more prevalent than the 7-month pregnancies?
This lady did not show after 3 months. So that took away that right. Because most women who give birth to 9 months show after 3 months. This woman didn't. So we have a right on one side that most pregnancies are 9-month pregnancies. On the other side, we have a right that most women who are 9-month pregnancies show after 3 months. So this woman is obviously no way to ascertain using majority, because there are two majorities that are working against each other.
So we can't, but we wouldn't even use the majority of the 9 month pregnancy, because showing
is because she didn't show after 3 months.
And that showing is just as important as the prevalence of a 7 month
versus 9 month. I hate the word important. It's as indicative is the word I would use. Meaning, most women who give birth at 9 months show after 3 months. This woman didn't. That puts a very big crimp, for lack of a better word, in that majority of 9 months. Why didn't she show after 3 months?
Got it. The lack of showing kind of destroys the rope of the 9 months, and therefore now we're into no man's land.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to have about 10 cases. We're going to do each case separately. First case is they're arguing over Reuven's property. Each one claims 100%.
For simplicity, there's no other Yarshim.
Well, there is no other Yarshim. It's either his, the son, or the brother, the other. Nobody else has a day of.
Okay, that's right. We're not
to
that yet.
Reuven died. Shimon the Dibum. Shimon claims it's all his. Reuven, the son who's born, claims it's all his.
We see a
Kolkin. We say, Mom and I'm both of a which is the same as Yachlik. But it's not because that's a. Let me explain. There's two kinds of Sakim. Some Sakim is that that's what makes most sense. Here, we don't get it. We know we're not getting it right. It either belongs to one or the other. But since we don't know, we do a compromise.
Does he have a schus in Pishnayim? Because he might be the poor of the...
There's no other, there's no brother, there's nobody else. It's 100% versus 100%. Pishnayim would only be if there's another... There's nobody else.
Right.
Either the Yavim gets 100% or the son gets 100%. There's no other person involved. Bashi. Maman ha-moto b'savik sh'ein zeh muhzik b'nichsi. No one is a bigger muhzik than the other one. Then zeh bein ha-meisin li-yavim klum. If this is the son of the meis, the yavim gets zero. Then ben ha-yavim hu ein le-behem klum. And if he's Shimon's son, he gets zero. He gets zero. Nobody's taking away from his friend. Nobody has it. We like to say ha-meisin l'chaver ha-lefaraya. You have something. I claim it. I have to bring proof. You don't have it here. Nobody has it here. That's case number one. Now we move on to the next case. Savigu b'nei yavam, shabo lachlik b'nich semisna. Shimon died. He did yibum. He had this son. We don't know whose son he is. We don't know if he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son. And now Shimon died. So Shimon's sons are coming to claim Reuven's estate. We'll get to Shimon's estate in a moment. Reuven owned an estate. He died. Shimon, his brother, did Yibum after 2 months, had a son, which we don't know was Reuven's son or Shimon's son. Then Shimon died before any decision was made about money. Shimon's other children are coming and saying, listen, Reuven, you're our father's son, and we can equally split our uncle's property, because our father inherited it. Now he died, we inherit it. The kid is claiming, excuse me, I'm Reuven's son. I'm entitled to 100% of this.
We're not brothers, we're cousins.
He's saying we're cousins, and they're saying we're brothers. So, Safik ubnei yavam, shabo lachlik b'misna, b'snichsei misna. It's Shimon's children and this one child, who we don't know whose child he is, are coming to argue over the estate of Reuven. Reuven claims 100%. I'm sorry, the child comes 100%. I am a Reuven child. I get 100%. You're our brother. You're entitled to a portion. With two brothers, you're number three. You get a third. Because you weren't Reuven's son, you're our father's son. You're entitled, as our father's son, to 33%. Just not getting involved. I just made up that fraction. Right? And therefore, we'll give you 33%, but you have no right to 100%.
Shimon died
post Yibum. He did Yibum.
Supposing they're all brothers.
So that estate is part of Shimon's estate. He did Yibum, and now all the brothers would split the estate evenly. Now, obviously, Reuven left a lot more money than Shimon did. Because if not, why would the guy want to claim he's Reuven's son? He's better off getting a fraction of the whole thing.
What's the love of Vandai? Vandai Yibum, his brother. What is the love exactly?
The Yibum Yashin's 100%.
He doesn't get any schuss because he brought that money in a way.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
This Yibum's child, Vandai, if he's Vandai Shimon's child, he doesn't have any claim to get a bigger portion because he was because of him.
Bigger portion than whom?
Than the other brothers that were there before.
Why?
Because he's the one who brought it.
Nothing.
That doesn't count.
No, nothing. Zero.
Oh, no, Rav, you said something very interesting. If they're going to say the Reuven's son, they're all tying the Reuven's son, Reuven had more money.
Right.
Okay? Now, Shimon died. Who's going to get Shimon's money?
That'll be talking about later. That's the next piece of Gemara.
They can't say they're both. They can't say the Reuven's.
That's going to be the next piece of Gemara.
They're saying the Reuven's. One kid is saying
they're
Reuven's son.
The questionable kid is saying he's
Reuven's
son.
Right.
Obviously, Reuven's estate is worth more than a fraction of Shimon's estate.
Right. He can't be Shimon's son also. No!
That's the way you worded it.
No, but he says it all the time. But you can't... He can say it, but doesn't mean that in halacha it's going to be that way.
Yeah. Well, why don't we let the Gemara do its thing? The Gemara is going to get to that case next. Sabramit Rabbanan Kamedra Mesharshim Lameh Mesnitani. The Rabbanan who were sitting in front of Mesharshim wanted to say, this is a Mishnah. And let me explain to you. So be here, this suffix has a Vadai claim. Because either way, he's entitled to part. He's a definite Yairish. He's either a Yairish because he's Reuven's son, or he's a Yairish because he's one of Shimon's children. He's claiming a definite claim. The argument is how much, but everybody agrees that he has an entitlement here. The other ones might have an entitlement, might not have an entitlement. He's a Vadai Yairish. Again, he's a Vadai Yairish of part of this estate. They are not Vadai Yarshim of any part of the estate. We have a Mishnah that sounds similar. And the Mishnah that sounds similar is, a guy who is, forget Yibum, a guy who's a Suffolk. He doesn't know who his father is. Reuven or Shimon. It doesn't have to be Yibum. And the guy dies. Reuven had 5 children. Shimon had 5 children. And there's one child who doesn't know if he's Reuven's child or Shimon's child because his mom married 2 months after her husband died and had a child. And we don't know whether he's the 6th child of Reuven or the 6th child of Shimon. We don't know.
They're not brothers.
Two strangers. Again. Reuven has 5 children, Shimon has 5 children, I made up that number. And Reuven died, and his wife married Shimon 2 months later, and had a child. We don't know whether it's Reuven's child or Shimon's child. One of the sons of Reuven dies. One of the sons of Reuven dies. No children. They did chalitza. And now they come to split. So this guy shows up and says, I'm Reuven's child. And they said, no, you are. You're Shimon's child. Then one of Shimon's children dies. And they split up the nechassim. And he comes and says, I'm your brother. And they say, no, you're not. You're Reuven's son. The halacha is, he doesn't get anything. because each group can say, we're Vada Yarshim. We are for sure Reuven's children. You might not be. You're a Safik, we're Vadai. Ain't Safik might be De Vadai. We're for sure Yarshim. You're a Safik.
He's for sure one of them.
But each one can say you're the other. That's the halacha. That since they are for sure, and he's a Safik, therefore, they get it, and he doesn't get it. Now, they're only for sure on a portion. Because if he's Reuven's child, he deserves a fraction. But they're for sure Yarshim. And he's not a for sure Yairish of Reuven. They're for sure Yarshim of Shimon. And he's not for sure Yairish of Shimon. So each side can say, listen, we're Vada Yarshim. You're a Suffolk Yairish. A Suffolk Yairish can't take away from a Vada Yairish. Now, even though their Vada is not 100%, on 100%, their Vada is on the fraction that they're Vada on. The last fraction is a suffix. Shimon's children are Vadai on a fraction. But still they're Vadai. And since they're Vadai Irish, they can tell Reuven's child, we know we're not Vadai at 100%, but we're Vadai on 80%. And therefore, have a nice day. You're a suffix. We're Vadai. Not 100% Vadai. Not a Vadai on 100%, but a Vadai Irish. And you're not a Vadai Irish. Shimon's children can tell him the same thing. We're Vada Yarshim, and you're not a Vada Yarshim. So therefore they can tell him, have a nice day. That's the halacha. Now, since they're a Vada Yarshim, they can tell him, you have no business coming here. Even though their claim of Vadai is not a Vadai on 100%, I hope I'm explaining myself, but they are Vada Yarshim, and he's not necessarily a Yarish at all. So they are a Vada Yairish, and he is a Suffolk Yairish. And a Suffolk Yairish cannot take it away from a Vada Yairish. That's the halacha there.
What creates the Yairish? Is it the Vadois of his father?
The fact that it's his father.
Of the Yairish.
I don't know what you mean by that.
What I mean is, if you go back to the case of our
we're not in our case. Let's talk that case. Let's not mix the two cases. Let's not mix the two cases. That's the halacha there. So the Rabbanim wanted to say to Masharshim, over here it's the flip side. He can tell, here are the cases, Shimon's a Yibum and then Shimon died. Shimon's children are coming to claim that Reuven, that this Suffolk is their brother. He's claiming, I'm your cousin. Now, he's for sure a Yairish. If he's a brother, he gets a percentage. And if he's a cousin, he gets it all. So they wanted to say it's the exact opposite of that case. He's for sure, they're a Suffolk. Just like over there we say that Reuven's children can tell him, we're for sure you're a Suffolk. And Shimon's children can tell him, we're for sure you're a Suffolk. Here, he can tell Shimon's children, I'm for sure and you're a Suffolk.
He's a for sure on a
mute. 1 second. He's for sure on a fraction. But over there, they're also only for sure on a fraction. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say it was one child. I made up that it's 5 children. It doesn't make a difference. They're for sure Yarshim. That's what it says over there. So the Rabbanim in front of Masharshim wanted to say that this is an analogous case the other way. Just like over there, since they're for sure Yarshim, they can tell him we're for sure Yarshim on X percent, and you're not a for sure Yairish at all, therefore we get it. Over here also, he can say, I'm a for sure Yairish for X percent, and you're not, therefore I get it. Let's read it inside. Some Rabbanan Kameh to Mishai Shulamayim and Masnissini. It's a Mishnah. Now, who ain't a Yairish Aitzam? This Suffolk does not inherit his brothers, the Hain Yarshim Aitzai. But if he dies, together they can kind of split it up. And over here it's the exact opposite. Hasam Amulei over there, they tell him, I see Rayu Shkoil. Prove that you're a Yairish and we'll give it to you. Haki Amuluhu, I see Rayu Shkuli. And over here he'll tell them the same thing. I am a for sure Yairish. You're not a for sure Yairish. Prove that you're a Yairish. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Safik b'nei Yabim ha-safik mukhtik b'hem b'yayser. The Suffolk is definitely more muchzik, more holding on to it. The Mamar Shekhar Slitzchia Begavayim. he for sure gets something. They might not get anything. She said, Ben Rishon, who he might be the son of the first brother, the Kulish Lai. Shemachi Sabe Rabbanu Lameiman. Rabbanu wanted to say, Haynu Masnisin, this is an analogous case, preparing Nisin al Anusa, which be in the 11th parak of Yavamas. Yukani, Safik Ben Tisha Lerishon, Safik Ben Shiva Lachman. A Safik of a 9 or a 7. Hula Yavish Aysam. He doesn't inherit them. Loizab, Loizab. Not this one, not this one. The Bnei Rishon Matkul Eid to Bnei Achron, the Bnei Achron Eid to Bnei Rishon. Each set of brothers say you belong to the other set. Ben Yarshon Eid to Bnei Shneim. However, if he dies, they can come together and say, listen, we don't know who he belongs to, but let's split it up. The Hakam Mina Nipcha. The Hu Mugzik Yaiser, he's more Mugzik. The Hakam Hakim Matkul Eid Ami Lei Yaiser Eid Achronah to Shkel. Prove that you're a Yairish. Lachinami, Amr Lu Hai Yaiser Eid Achronah Shkulu. Prove that I'm your brother, that you can take a share. That's what they wanted to say. They saw this as an analogous case to there, where over there, the Reuben's kids are Vada Yerushim, and they can tell him, you're not a Vada Yerush, even though the Vada Yerush is only on a fraction. And Shimon's kids are Vada Yerushim in a fraction, and they can tell him, have a nice day. Here, he's a Vada Yerush in a fraction. He should be able to tell them, you're not a Vada Yerush, I'm a Vada Yerush.
On Shimon's estate, it goes the other way.
Lost
him. On Shimon's estate, he's a Vada.
We're talking about Reuben's estate. We'll get to Shimon's estate next.
Does it matter what brings
about the voice?
What?
And for the Gemara, I'm a lure of Mesharsha. So Mesharsha answers is a difference. Over there, their claim is a definite claim. Reuben's children are saying, we are Shimon's Reuben's children. Shimon's children are saying, we are definitely Shimon's children. He has no proof to anything. Here, he's not coming and claiming he's Reuben's child or Shimon's child. He has no proof. He's saying, I'm definitely entitled, either because of A or because of B. Since he needs a mamonavshach. Meaning of this. He's not claiming that I'm definitely entitled to a share because I'm Shimon's child.
Sure.
He's saying, I'm definitely entitled to a share because I'm either Reuven's or Shimon's. It takes a double claim.
The circumstance
of being it's not, there they're claiming a Vadai claim. We are Reuven's children. You're not. Shimon's children are claiming, we are Shimon's children. You're not Vadai Shimon's child. Here, he's not claiming I'm Vadai Reuven's child. He's not claiming I'm Vadai Shimon's child. He's claiming, Memonavshach, I'm entitled to a part. That's not the same kind of Vada Yairish. To be a Vada Yairish, you have to know why you're getting it. I'm a Vada Yairish because I am for sure this. He's not for sure anything. And therefore, he cannot claim to them that I'm for sure entitled to a part, and therefore I get the whole thing. Because his for sure claim is built on a double taina. Maybe this, maybe that. Vada Yairish would require, I'm definitely getting it because of reason A. He's not claiming that. I'm definitely getting it either A or B. And therefore he's not considered a Vada Yairish. Let's read it inside. So Amulur Mesharshimi Dami. Hatham Inu Vadai V'Yu Safik. Hatham Indi V'Idi Safik. Here, they're both Safik. What's the halacha? Halacha is as follows. He gets his share, and it's that he gets for sure. Everybody's masking that he gets a share. Right? He gets a share. Correct? So therefore, he gets a share.
So divide it.
Let's look ahead. He gets what's Vada is. The rest is an argument. Let's say the Reuven left $100,000.
Our case?
Now in our case. Now that we say he's not a Vada Yairish. So they agree that he's entitled to a third. So that third he gets without any question.
There's two
brothers and him. They agree he's entitled to a third. So $33,000 he gets him a Manushah. That's not an argument. Now the argument is about the other $66,000. He claims it's his, and they claim it's theirs, and nobody has any right. It's a mamon amot b'safek and l'chok. So he walks away with 66, and they split 33.
They fail it.
But that's 66 three ways.
Because he's claiming it's all his. He's claiming he gets the whole $100,000.
They're like one.
He's claiming he gets the whole $100,000. They're claiming you get 33. So 33.
We each get
33.
No, 33 did not argue.
Again, they're claiming you. Right.
Does she each get 20?
No, because they're one unit. They're coming from their father. They're saying we are Shimon's children and you are Shimon's
so
child.
According to them, they each get 22.
No, according to them, they each get 33. They claim we gave you your 33 already. He's claiming 100, and they're agreeing to 33.
66 is split in two. And then if they divide for the function of those, he gets
seven. Mm-hmm. Let's read it inside. I'm a little mature to me, dummy. Hasim inu vaday v'yu safek. You divisive in safek. Rashi. Not Rashi. Must be dummy. Hasim inu vaday. Shehen yaidim mikayach mihem bo'an l'erish. They know who they're coming from, where they're coming to inherit. Idi v'yidi sreikin inu. Shafu ha-safek ein toyin tainas vaday. He's not claiming that he knows who is yairish. Ve'en yidei mikayach mihem bo'an l'erish. He doesn't know whose power he's coming to Yarshim from. Dr. Misharsha, Eli Idamil Masnisim, if you want to have a case similar to that case in the Mishnah in the 11th Perek, Loha Damyan, I think this is what Corey mentioned before. The subject of Neyavim Shabo Lachlik Benichse Yavim Gufe. Shim died, and they're arguing over Shimon's estate. And this subject is claiming, I'm Shimon's son. Shimon was a multimillionaire. He didn't care about Reuven. Reuven was a pauper. Shimon died, left two Vadai children and this Suffolk. The Suffolk comes and says, I get 33%.
I'm your brother.
And they say, no. And they're Vadai Yarshim of Shimon. And he's coming to claim he might be a Yarish of Shimon. They can tell him, we're Vadai Yarshim, you're a Suffolk Yarish, you're out of here. Because their claim of Vadai Yerusha is based on a definite claim, meaning, not maybe I'm this and maybe I'm that. We are Shimon's children. We are for sure Shimon's children. We're definitely entitled to a fraction. You might be, you might not be. You're a Suffolk Irish. This is mamish the case of the Mishnah. So if they're arguing over Shimon's estate, he loses. If they're arguing over Reuven's estate, he gets, but he doesn't get what he wants. Because he's not a Vada Irish, because he needs a Mamanavshach. Whereas they don't need a Mamanush. Rashi.
Get
two-thirds of it. Oh, right. Let's read it in the Gemara. The Hatam there, they say, bring a Rai, you're a brother, and take. Rashi. The next day, Yavim Gufa, Hatam, it took Mamanisim. There you can have the case of the Mishnah. The Ula Yavish Aysam. The Amrilei, they say, I see Rai, you're Skyl. Bring a Rai, you're a Yavish. Avlahidil El, name Suffolk. The nearer the Enai, and Rashi says what I said before. That he manasseh the kamaydele shakul. That 33 that they agree belongs to him, he takes. The idach having mamon amoto besafik v'cholkin. Who naito achetzi ben kulan achetzi. He gets the other 33, they get 33. Which is what I said before, Rashi just speaks it up. Now we move on to the next case. So far we talked about three cases. The Suffolk and the Yavim coming to argue about Reuven's estate. There we said 50-50. The Suffolk and the children of the Yavim coming to argue about Reuven's estate. And there we said he's entitled to his share and then splits the rest. The Suffolk and the Yavim coming to argue about the Yavim's estate. And we sent him pecking. And we said, you have no claim, you're a Yairish. They have a Vadai claim. Goodbye. Those were the three cases we dealt with so far. Now we deal with the fourth case, and the fourth case is as follows. Reuven died. Shimon and the Safi came to Dintaira. Baz and Paskind, Baman Hamutu Basafi Kholkin. So they told Shimon, you get 50%, and the kid gets 50%. They Paskind that. Shimon dies. Comes the guy and says, comes the guy and says, I'm Shimon's child. So they said, no, you're not. So he says, well, make up your mind. Either give me back the 50% your father took because he claimed I'm his child, or give me a share of Shimon's. You can't have it both ways. Your father took 50% because he claimed I'm his child. He took 50% of Reuven's nechasim. Reuven left $100,000 and your father walked away with 50. Now I want a share of Shimon's. You're telling me, no, you're a suffix. Okay, so give me back Moshe. Either give me back 50 that your father took from Reuven, or give me a share in your father's nechasim. You can't have it both ways. Your father took 50% of Reuven based on the fact that he claimed I was his child. So if I'm his child, I'm entitled to have part of his thing. You're telling me I'm Reuven's child. Okay, so give me back what your father took from Reuven. Can't have it both ways.
Neither can he. He can't have it both ways either.
He's not having it both ways. He's willing to take Reuven's thing and walk away. He's saying to Shimon's children, you can't have it both ways. Your father took half of Reuven's based on the fact that I'm his son.
No,
based on the fact that I'm his son. Reuven died. Shimon and the kid came to Bezin. Bezin said, we don't know who you belong to. It's 50-50. They gave Shimon 50% of Reuven's estate.
Because
he might be Shimon's child.
Entitles him to Reuven's Yerusha.
Right. He's a Yavam.
But he might be Reuven's child. That's why
he doesn't get it all.
Yeah, Reuven's, the son got 50%.
Case one.
Yeah. Shimon and the son came to Bezin and they argued about Reuven's estate.
Reuven's kid said, I'm Reuven's kid.
Right, and Shimon said, you're my kid.
Right.
And Bezin passed 50-50.
Right,
but
no.
Exactly. No. 2 years later, Shimon dies. They're coming to split Shimon's estate. He pops in the kid and says, I'm Shimon's son. So they say to him, no, you're not. You're Reuven's son. You have no right to inherit Shimon. We're Vaday Yarshim. You're a Suffolk Yarish. So he says, fine. So give me back the 50% your father took from Reuven. If you're kicking me out, that means you're saying I'm Reuven's son. So give me back the 50%.
Rabbi,
your father took 50% because he claimed I'm his son. So either
Rabbi,
give me back the 50%. Give me a share of your father's nechasim. You can't have it both ways.
They could say the same thing back to them.
What?
Give us the 50% because you weren't Reuven's son. You were
so obviously, Reuven has less money than Shimon. You're right. They could say to him, give us Reuven's 50% and we'll give you a share.
Yeah.
He wants that because he'd rather have a share of Shimon.
Right.
But he's trying to force something. You're right.
Rabbi.
If Reuven had more money, he'd keep quiet.
Right.
It's because Shimon had more money. So he's trying at least to get something out of this.
So that's a good idea then. Let him say, okay, I'm offering to you.
They don't want to give him anything. They're not willing to give him half of Reuven.
They can't. They have an option.
Well, that's the child of the Gemara. Yeah. They're claiming, this is our father's property. Have a nice day. And he's claiming, excuse me, you can't do this. Either I'm your father's son, I'm Reuven's son. If I'm Reuven's son, 50% your father took is illegal. And if I'm your father's son, I'm entitled to more. That's the Shiloh. That's on Paskin already. Do we redo a din or not? Is it as elusive the Beidina? Does Bezin redo a psak that they did? That's exactly the Shiloh.
Rabbi?
That is the Shiloh. Bezin Paskin already. You want Bezin now to redo the whole thing. Does Bezin redo? Bezin not redo. It has nothing to do with anything, just the power of Bezin. That is the question. Zok to Gemara.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
So if the answer might be that the Bezin doesn't re-Paskin, Why wouldn't the original 50% determination continue to this next generation? In other words, the Suffolk was compromised on the first with the first death, at 50-50. Why wouldn't we say that the suffix son now, vis-a-vis the brothers, the two other brothers or however many there are, his claim continues to be the 50% suffix because it's still just as unknown. So he takes 50% of his father slash uncle's estate.
Yeah, he got 50% of Reuven's estate. That happened
already. I understand. I know.
Now he's claiming the other
50%. No, I understand. But why wouldn't we say that his claim being 50% compromised by the Beis Din after the first death, that same suffix, original suffix, continues to the next series of distributions?
Yeah, but they're Vada Yarshim, and he's a suffix Yarish. That goes back to the fact that they're definite inheritors. They know they're Shimon's children. He doesn't know.
So we no longer have suffix versus suffix, is what you're saying.
It's a suffix versus Vada. His claim is
you
can't have it both ways. But that would require a redo.
No, I know. I'm just wondering why since the original doubt is carrying into the next inheritance.
Because they're Vada, he's a suffix.
I know that. But why can't his Vadai from the first distribution, why can't that apply to the next distribution? I know, so that, yes, they would get it, but he still has some interest based on his original doubt. I understand what you're going to tell me now, that we just don't do that. It's always going to be, in any distribution, certainty versus doubt. But,
correct.
Okay.
So let's read it inside. So, Safik ibn Yavim, Shabol, Lachlik, Benichse, Yavim, the Buster, the Palik, Yavim, Benichse, Mechna. After they already split it 50-50. Bnei Yavim, Amri, I say, right, Achuna, Tishkol, prove you are a brother. Amru, Safik, Monav, Shechel, make up your mind. Yachu, Chamana, if I'm your brother, Havuli, Menasim, Adaychu, give me a portion. Ribar, Misna, no. If I'm Reuven's son, why don't you give me back the 50% your father took? Zokta Gemara, Rav Abba Amar Rav, Kamdina. Kamdina means, once we paskind, we don't redo. And Rav Yirmi Amar Hadradina. Rav Yirmi says, we redo the din. We look at the new circumstance, and we say, okay, let's start all the way back at ground zero. All the way back to when Reuven died.
And the money's gone already.
But then they owe it to him. It's a debt. Then it's a debt. Obviously, Shimon has a lot of money. Because if Shimon wouldn't have a lot of money, Reuven's son wouldn't come and say, give me a portion with you. Rashi. Look to Rashi.
That'd be more than the half. That'd be more than the half that
correct.
He lost.
Correct. The Basar, the Pali Yavim, and Safik Benichse Misna, because I'm in the Chokim, we said 50-50. Yachu Chorano, Havalu Menasa Gabaychum. The image of the Shakri, I know Pali Benichse Misna. I took 50%. Madunu Luchahu Balga, I'll give you back the 50% of Reuven's. I'd rather have a portion of your father's than get the 50% of Reuven's. I'm willing to give it back. Right. Reuven, the suffix says, you know, I'll give you back the 50% I got. Put it back into the pot. And give me a third of the whole thing. And they say, keep your 50%, but we're not giving you anything. You're going to try Nixa Yavim and Reuven for Avim Watim, Rashi explains. This only makes sense if the father was a pauper and the Yavim was very wealthy. So therefore, it's better off for him to give back the 50%, throw it back into the pot, and then get an equal share. Come, Dina. Once we paskind, ein ze yachol lavzer la'arer. He cannot come and argue. Aleim. Umashi Yisrael benichse ayavim, amri le'ayisiraya. We say to him, listen, this is a new din Torah. What happened, happened. Not a redo. We take this case by itself. By this case by itself, you're a subject there, Vadai. Have a nice day. We give him back 50% of Reuven. I, Plakul and Nichzim B'Shamah. Shimon's sons can now make a decision. They can either include him in the whole estate, or they can give him back 50% of his father, of Reuven. That's their choice. We redo. We start from all the way to the beginning. Yes, at that point we paskin based on what we knew. Now we're paskining with a new set of circumstances. That's the machlokes. Come. I'm sorry? The circumstances haven't changed, but the taina has changed. You're right. I shouldn't say new set of circumstances. A new taina. That would be a better way of expressing it. A new claim. And it becomes a question, are we starting? We already had halacha. Now we want to know whether we redo the halacha. That's the question.
Does it matter when this person became wealthy? He won the lottery right after the
second. Makes no difference. Why should that make a difference? No. Wealthy is wealthy. Wealthy is wealthy.
It would not come to base if he was not. First of all, would not have come to base if he would have been wealthy before. He would never.
The problem with you tell them is, what are they arguing about money? Oh, my dad. What are you making such a big to-do over money? Terrence says, we have to know that law.
What is this? How do you deal with this? You have to stop to law, and it's over with. We
don't do this all the time. We do it when we have a psak that's not based on knowledge. It's a psak based on.
It says what's here now is what we know.
That's a total different thing. That's up in Shemayim.
I wrote this in my notes.
That's Dinei Shemayim has nothing to do with Palbez and Paskin.
You're making me feel bad. I have to erase it from the thing.
Why would you write in your notes?
This thing, that you look at what it is now.
Well, that's what the Paskin says, that you look at it what it is now. You didn't have to write that in your notes. The Rabbani Shalom wrote it in his notes. The Rabbani Shalom wrote by Sher Husham.
So nice.
They promised us someone else close it up.
I have run.
It comes to. It's not like one in a million. I must have 10 cases I wrote down that Pel Yoetz, what we learn is.
Especially the part about Kiddush. That was like the thing. That was probably the winner. Fine, we'll continue it. Tomorrow's Friday and Sunday, there's no shear. Everybody should have a wonderful day and stay safe.